Thank you very much.
Spring is here, great colour, and this event, Spring Loaded, the festival, and it is a festival of sorts, is back for the town of Wynyard and the northwest coast, isn't it?
That's right. We've had the last couple of years with our little hiatus or pause on the Tulip Festival, we were able to keep on celebrating in Wynyard by creating the Spring Loaded program of events. And so that's a program of events that runs over about a month with different smaller activities to keep the community busy, to keep them connected, out and about, and celebrating what's wonderful about our town.
And it's a beautiful spot too, Gutteridge Gardens. I've been there several times, broadcasting here at 7BU. Wonderful Inglis River. Perfect for this time of the year, Bronwyn, to usher in spring. And colour is what it's all about, and a whole host of blooms on Table Cape, crafts and arts and floral arrangements and orchids and tulips. It doesn't get much better for the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Place in the world to be than in Wynyard at the moment on the northwest coast of Tassie.
Stunning.
We really are spoiled. The colours, as you look out over the Cape, that green grass, the colours of the blooms, that beautiful blue sky that we get at this time of year, and those lovely rich colours that they have up there of the soil with those reds and browns. It's just absolutely magical.
It's a showcase of what we have to offer here in our neck of the woods in Waratah, Wynyard Council's Tulip Festival. It's great to have it back. So we've got the date set down for Saturday, the 8th of October, and it all starts from 11 in the morning. It runs till about 9 o'clock, give or take or so.
That's right. So we start at 11 o'clock and we'll be having an official opening and a welcome. And then we've got a fair bit of entertainment to keep everyone busy during the day. As always, the Tulip Festival is free and it's family-friendly entertainment. So we invite people to come on down and have a look around. And this is one of those events where you can come and stay the day, not even need to spend very much money, although you may get a little bit hungry. We've got some amazing food vans who are going to be there and they'd love for you to come and buy your lunch from there. But other than that, there's a lot to keep people busy, all sorts of things to see. We've got some new entertainment. We've got some virtual reality for people to have a go with. There's going to be face painting and those sorts of family favourites, and those activities are all free for people to participate in, as well as just being on the Vault main stage, our main acts. There's also smaller acts and roving performers who are going to be wandering all the way along the site. So the site basically goes from, as you're entering into Wynyard, you'll go past Pit Stop takeaway, and then behind that there's that brand new beautiful big children's play centre playground on the beach. So from there, stretching all the way up into the gardens, you'll see the foreshore market, so people can come and have a wander and see what the marketeers have on offer. You'll go past our gorgeous multi-purpose facility which houses the award-winning Wynyard Yacht Club, and they are sure to have some sailing boats out on the Inglis River, something to have a look at. Past the waterfront motel along our new boardwalk, which is absolutely stunning, and it'll give you a really good look at what's going on. And then into the gardens where all the activities will be, all the way up to the showgrounds, and right next to that we'll have helicopter rides taking off. So there's absolutely something for everyone.
Hey, you'd get a job as a tourist guide. You do a fantastic job there, Bron. Essentially, that's what happens when we merge local music, local food and local attractions. And with that, you get the Waratah Wynyard Council's Tulip Festival. It's absolutely marvellous. And you can go to the website, which is warwin.tas.gov.au. And one thing we've got coming up the day before on Friday the 7th of October is the very popular Gopher Race, the Gopher Gold.
That's right. So our Tulip Festival is on Saturday the 8th. That's the jewel in the crown for the Spring Loaded program. The Spring Loaded program's got all sorts of smaller events happening in our community from October the 1st through to the 31st, and there's something there for everyone. The one we're focusing on at the moment is the Gopher Parade, Gopher Gold. Now, this event was previously part of the Tulip Festival, and it involved a road closure and gophers or mobility scooters racing down the main street. We've steadied off a little bit this year, and instead of that traditional race, we've gone for a Gopher Parade. And all that's involved in that is anyone who uses a mobility scooter or a wheelchair who would like to participate, they just need to give Dixon's Pharmacy in Wynyard a call or drop by the pharmacy and register their interest. Then they come along on Friday the 7th to Civic Park, also known as Cow Park, on the main street of Wynyard, and they have a parade. They ride around and we have a look at their decorated gophers or wheelchairs, or they might like to have a decoration for themselves, a bit of a dress-up. And then there's some fantastic prizes to be won. Dixon's is a great sponsor, and they're going to be giving prizes for best dressed.
Historically, there's some funny sights involved in the Go for Gold. And the venue this year is the Civic Park in Wynyard. So if you wish to dress up, feel free to do that. Deck out your gopher and pop into Dixon's Guardian Pharmacy in Goldie Street, Wynyard. I'm sure Catherine and the team will be able to fix you up as far as registrations are concerned. And pretty much, Bronwyn, just register right up to the day of the event?
That's it, right up until the day of the event. Now, we've only got a couple entrants at the moment, so that's why we're speaking about this event particularly at the moment. We really need some more people to come forward. I don't know about you, Lee, but I don't know of another event like this on the coast or even in the state of Tasmania, which specifically asks for people who have mobility and access needs to come together and be a part of our community and a part of a fun event. So I certainly hope that we can get some more participants this year and keep this type of little event thriving in our town.
And just have a lot of fun and get those registrations in, because if we don't get a certain amount, no doubt we'll have to cancel the event. We don't want to cancel events like this, do we?
Not at all.
Good on you, Bron. Thank you very much for your time this morning, telling us all about everything that's happening through the month of October. Great to have it back. Spring-loaded festival in the beautiful town of Wynyard.
Thanks, Lee.